There's a new book out about Eagles guitarist Joe Walsh. It's called Rock Monster, My Life with Joe Walsh. It's written by his ex-girlfriend, Kristen Casey, and she joins us now. How are you?
Hey, Kristen.
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Good morning and congratulations. We're reading the reviews first thing this morning. 4 stars all the way around. You know, after reading the, I haven't read the book in full yet, just excerpts, it would be real easy for Kristen Casey to be bitter at this point, and especially upon these recollections, and yet you seem to be doing okay. How are you feeling now?
Oh, thanks for asking. I'm, you know, really well. I'm feeling great. And, you know, that was a really tumultuous time, but it was also a phenomenal, fun and exciting time, and so, yeah, I got no bitterness. I have fantastic memories, and I think I'm a stronger person for it.
So how did you, let's go back to the beginning, how and where did you meet Joe Walsh?
You know, I met him in Austin in May of 88. One of my best friends, we were strippers together in Austin. She was dating his bass player. They had met months before, and so she would fly around the country here and there to see him, and then when the guys came through town to play a festival, she asked me for a ride to the hotel. And I think it was a sneaky little fix-up, actually, because Joe had just gotten single, and I'd never heard of him. I was in a punk and new wave in my teens, and so I just went upstairs to meet him to be polite. I was going to stay 15 minutes and go home, go to bed. And I was in love 15 minutes later, so I stayed till 8 in the morning, and we started dating soon thereafter.
Rock Monster, My Life with Joe Walsh. Now, were you exclusive with Joe, or did he have other girlfriends?
Well, we were supposedly exclusive. You know, we both had affairs. We were very much in love, and we were engaged for a year of our relationship. We were together for 5 years initially, and the fifth year we were engaged. Then we broke up for like 6 months, and then we got back together, but he got sober like the day after we got back together, and so from that point on, we just drifted apart. And so the end, by the time we officially broke up the second time, we were like strangers to each other, because I was still drinking, and he was like,
sure,
you know,
he was sober.
Success. Yeah.
When you're in a relationship, Kristen, like this, and in the beginning, backstage, you're with a rock star, you're flying to different cities to meet him, there's a glamour there, there's an excitement, I get it. But once you're into the relationship, you guys were together 6 years, and you realize how unhealthy it is it tough to pull the plug because you know what you're giving up? You're going back to Austin and the club or whatever. You know what I mean? Was it difficult, even though you knew how unhealthy it all was? Or were you so deep at that point that there was no turning back?
That is the best question. Honestly, that is a question I ask myself every day in those final months. You know, I mean, it was really, and it wasn't just the fame and the glamour of being a rock star girlfriend, although that was a huge part of it, because I had slowly over the years given up my, and I was a very independent person. You know, I wanted to be a writer. I had very sort of a different lifestyle just as a stripper and a punk rock chick. You know, I was always a little different. And I think Joe was really attracted to that, actually, that I was independent and autonomous and I had my own personality. But
I think it was the boobs. I think it was the stripper. He was attracted to you.
Well, I think it was the independence more than the fact that I was a stripper, per se. You know, he just liked that I was like a really independent person. But then I lost all of that independence. It was so ironic. Like, his lifestyle and his personality and his fame slowly took over
my individuality. I'll bet.
And so by the time I got sober, or by the time we broke up, I mean, I just felt like I didn't even exist anymore. And so breaking up was like losing a part of myself. You know, that was a really insightful question. That was a huge part of what kind of broke me in the end, was I'd lost myself in him and the lifestyle and the fame and all of that, yeah.
It's interesting in the book where you refer to kind of like your sexual playtime that you had with Joe as
kinky,
as an improv circus, because you didn't know what you were going to get from one night to the other.
Yeah, it was definitely an adventure. And, you know, I have to admit, it was new to me, you know, his way of doing things. And I'd had some I was a very sexual person, but I hadn't really delved into kink, and that was Joe's thing at the time, you know. And I know a lot of people who, when they're on drugs, they get very kinky, and then when they get off drugs, they're actually like as vanilla as it gets. I can't speak for Joe, but I do know that it was a real thrill at first, you know, and it was exciting, and it was erotic.
I bet.
How's he packing? How's Joe packing? Good?
Is he hung?
Yeah.
I'm not answering.
Is he the Eagles of penises?
I'm not answering that. I will tell you this. You know, I was a happy camper.
Everything
a girl could ask for and more. But I would have liked to have just like jumped his bones more often than be tied up. You know
what I
mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
More of a balance.
Yeah. Well,
Did he ever try to bring any other bandmates or celebrities or three-way into the action?
Definitely not any bandmates or celebrities that I remember. You know, we had a friend, you know, we invited a friend to join us here and there. It didn't always work out all that well, you know. Sometimes, I really believe this, like sometimes threesomes are better in your head. You know, it's really hard to find the right mix.
Gotcha.
And especially if you're in love, you know, a little bit of jealousy or awkwardness, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes better in your head.
And yet there's some great name dropping in the book. Let's throw a few names at you here, and you just give us your thoughts off the top of your head. Stevie Nicks, we'll begin there.
Oh, Stevie, I adore the woman. I think she's a goddess. I always have. She was also the ditziest person at the time I'd ever met. And was the guest that wouldn't leave. So that was kind of a funny story. Like, I adored this woman, and I wanted to get her out of my house, and she wouldn't leave because she was just like...
Didn't Joe give you some of Stevie's clothes as a gift to you or something like that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because, like, when you're high, you just give stuff away.
Yeah.
You know, when they were together, she had given him some of her dresses. I don't think she fit in them anymore. I don't know why, but, you know, because they were, like, a size 4. But anyway, so he had all these dresses. What was he going to do with them? So he gave them to me, and they fit me perfectly. I still have them, actually. Yeah, it was a wonderful gift. I mean, who doesn't want to raid Stevie Nicks's...
Yeah,
no kidding.
Wardrobe, right?
Yeah, when you're flying on the blow, though. Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Jack. Okay, so Jack was one of the most, I don't know, everything was about Jack. Like, you know, when he enters the room, it's like everyone else are planets around his sun. Like, he only sees you in that sort of how relative you are to, you know,
right,
him on his throne. He's all right, but, you know, I thought Harry Dean Stanton was the more interesting person in the room when they were together.
Hey, what is your...
A
what
legend,
was
Harry Dean.
The time with Joe, obviously the Eagles were broken up, but what was his thoughts on the band members? Because obviously everyone knows none of them got along. Was he still in good standing with those guys at the period when you were dating?
You know, when we were dating, he was very careful to... He never really talked about any of those guys negatively. I always got the sense that it was like a... Like family members, the way you talk about your family members. Like, yeah, we fight, but we love each other. You know, the only disparaging thing I ever heard him say about those guys that wasn't maybe just like a funny little quip was he did say something about... he didn't like the Quaalude use. You know, he said something about back in the Eagles days there were a lot of Quaaludes around or something like that, and he kind of didn't think maybe those should have been passed around so freely. I can't remember exactly how he phrased it. But for the most part, you know, he spoke very highly of all of them.
Are you currently married? What is your status today?
I'm actually single. I've been engaged a few times, but never quite made it down the aisle.
Well, good luck with the book, man. Are you still are you still in Austin?
I am in Austin. When I left Joe, I went to Vegas for a while, but Austin's my home. You know, it's a creative town.
Right on.
This is where I belong, and so I'm really happy here, yeah.
And obviously, you know, what you went through with Joe, so you work, are you a sex therapist and also an addiction specialist? Is that what you're doing now?
You know, it's funny. That keeps getting written about me. I'm no more of an addiction specialist than anyone who's really immersed themselves in recovery. I do work in the field of sex therapy. However, I'm not technically a sex therapist.
What club?
I'm an intimacy coach and a surrogate partner. So, you know, my websites are actually linked to my author site, which is KristenCaseyAuthor.com. And they're very sort of specific niche types of jobs, but it's in the field of sex therapy, and it's a topic I'm very passionate about.
Well, good for you, man. Yeah. I'm glad you're feeling better, and much luck with the book. It's a fascinating read.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Kristen Casey, the Rock Monster book about Joe Walsh. I wonder
her boobs and Joe Walsh's penis. That's pretty much what we want.
That's what you
want
to know, right?
Torg, you were great with
that. Right? What do you want to know? Hey, how was Joe creatively?
I'm trying to be Dick Cavett over here and Torg Springer over there.
It was your boob.
Why not? Yeah.
Listen,
why not? It's Joe Walsh.
She was a 20-year-old stripper that hooked up with 40-year-old Joe Walsh.
She said he was interested in me because of my
independence.
That's bullcrap. You had a nice set of tatas and you were a stripper. Right. You're not fooling Torgan Elliott, right?
Probably the drug connection
or whatever. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and your blue coke in my.